Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for Wednesday's headlines. And of course, the presidential campaign is front and center once again. Barack Obama, the Democratic nominee, campaigning in Richmond, Virginia, where the theme for the day was national security. At a rally today, though, the senator from Illinois says the one thing he wants to make sure his supporters aren't engaging in is overconfidence.
It's going to take a new direction. It's going to take new leadership. It's going to take a real change in the policies and politics of Washington. That's what this election's all about.
The senator earlier in the day spent time with the likes of former Georgia Senator Sam Nunn and other Democratic luminaries from the past, talking about the need to change policies and some of America's most important international challenges. Obama says right now it's important to realize that the growing financial crisis worldwide will impact our foreign policy decisions as well.
At home, we must invest in the competitiveness of the American economy. Abroad, we need a new direction that ends the war in Iraq, focuses on the fight against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, and restores our strong alliances and tough American diplomacy.
Senator Obama also responding finally to the comments from his running mate Joe Biden over the weekend, which suggested an Obama victory would invite a major international crisis in the first 6 months of his administration, so the world would test his mettle. Obama tried to explain what he thinks Biden meant.
The next administration is going to be tested, regardless of who it is, because of the fact that the next administration is going to be inheriting a whole host of really big problems.
Nice try, says the McCain campaign. Spokesman Tucker Bound says the Obama comment was entirely spin.
When your own running mate says, as I stand here today, I guarantee a generated crisis as a result of Barack Obama's election, that's what Joe Biden says. It's remarkable for a man that built his candidacy on telling Americans he was going to tell them the truth and just basically spin it.
Also speaking out on this issue is Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin, who says if she had said what Joe Biden said, the media would not stop talking about it.
Why does Joe Biden get a pass on such a thing? Can you imagine if I would have said such a thing? No, I think that, you know, we would be hounded and held accountable for what in the world did you mean by that, VP presidential candidate? Why would you say that mark my words, this nation will undergo international crisis if you elect Barack Obama? If I would have said that, you guys had clobbered me.
The economy obviously still focused number one for both campaigns, with John McCain once again going after the Obama tax plan, saying it's impossible for 90% of Americans to get a tax cut when 40% of Americans don't even pay taxes.
How do you cut income taxes for 95% of Americans when more than 40% pay no income taxes right now?
But Senator Obama says there's a good answer to that. He says just because people don't pay federal income taxes don't mean they don't pay taxes at all.
There are a lot of people who don't pay income tax. You're still paying a whole lot of other taxes. You're paying payroll tax, which is a huge burden on a lot of middle-income families. You're paying sales taxes. You're paying property taxes.
Meanwhile, a rough day on Wall Street, disappointing corporate earnings reports and fears of a global recession prompted investors to dump stocks on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrials plunged 514 points to finish the day at 85.19. The S&P 500 falling 58 points to end at 8.97. The Nasdaq off 80 points to 16.16. Crude oil prices closed at $66.75 per barrel, down $5.43 on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Elsewhere on Wednesday, the man that John McCain has tried to closely link with Barack Obama has been speaking out again in a tape actually recorded back in 2002. Bill Ayers, the domestic terrorist once affiliated with the Weather Underground movement, specifically saying he does not regret his violent tendencies against this nation during the Vietnam era.
One of those regrets that I took extreme measures against the United States at a time of tremendous crisis. No, it is not. I don't regret that.
He also calls himself an anarchist and a Marxist and says if the rules of the society don't apply, then don't follow them. In other news, a federal jury in the nation's capital is now deliberating the corruption case against longtime Alaska Republican Senator Ted Stevens. The powerful lawmaker is accused of lying on financial disclosure forms to conceal more than $250,000 in gifts. The case involved the renovation of Stevens' home and his ties to an oil company with deep business interests in Alaska. Testifying in his own defense, a combative Senator Stevens denied any wrongdoing. He's the longest-serving Republican senator in U.S. history and is in a tight re-election contest. He's nearly 85 years old and has been in the Senate for 40 years. Stevens is the first sitting senator to go on trial in more than 25 years. The last was New Jersey Democratic Senator Harrison Williams, who was convicted of bribery back in 1981. Still ahead on this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll check out the latest antics of Acorn as the voter registration fraud probes continue. We'll also check out the latest campaign strategy by John McCain and why he won't go after Reverend Wright. But when we come back, Republican senators are stressing it out between now and Election Day. That's next. Stay with us.